now, here to tell us what it says in today's papers, John S. Doyle.
Indeed, there's snow on the front pages. The photographer Damien Eagers has been busy with fine photographs on two front pages, the Irish Independent and Irish Times, and one back page, the Irish Examiner. The Independent picture has a young deer nuzzling an older one in the snow at Kippure, County Wicklow, and that appears in the Examiner too. The Times has a single deer walking in a Wicklow wonderland, as the headline puts it. It's wonder lights in Andres Poveda's photograph on the Examiner's front page. It shows a six-year-old boy looking up at the light show, which the paper says transforms Fota house and gardens with illuminated Arctic animals, winter flowers and an enchanting frozen forest. The effect on Ireland of Donald Trump's impending arrival in the White House is considered in the Examiner's lead story. Paul Hosford reports that the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, told the paper in a podcast interview that the spending plans being sold to potential voters by political parties may all have to be revised, thanks to Trump's choices for his incoming cabinet. There's a similar lead story in the Times. The paper reports that yesterday the cabinet was given a stark warning about potentially damaging economic fallout for Ireland from the unsettled global situation and the return of Donald Trump to the White House in 2025. The Irish Daily Mail lead headline tells the Fine Gael leader to step up to the plate on debate. Brian Mahan reports that Fine Gael has explained that logistics is the reason why Simon Harris could not take part in a debate due to be staged tomorrow by Sky News and Today FM. This means that there is only one more live debate before the election, the three-way leaders' debate. The step up to the plate remark comes from a man the paper calls veteran Fianna Fáil TD, Willie O'Dea. The Independent reports in its lead story that house prices are unlikely to fall in the short term, despite the plethora of election promises, according to the Independent economist Austin Hughes. New figures show that the cost of an average house jumped 10% in the year to September, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun devote their front pages to photographs of some of those attending the funeral of the singer Liam Payne in Buckinghamshire in England yesterday. And there are many pages devoted to the funeral and many photographs of the celebrities attending there and in the Irish Daily Star. For its front page lead, the Star reports on the 28-year-old man who was jailed yesterday for 6 years for burning a Garda car and attacking a migrant centre in the riots in Dublin last November. The headline writer sums up the story, as Dunbelievables would say, that's riot.
And that's John S. Doyle.